All right. Hey, hello, everyone. The last time I spoke to you, it was a black, rainy night. It was flooding in January, and you all came out to hear my talk on Google Photos. So well done. I hope everybody's having a good time with Google Photos. Tonight, my presentation is on Chromebooks. What the heck is a Chromebook? My presentation's about 45 minutes long. And I can stay all night to answer questions, so that's not a problem. And what I'll do after the presentation is finished is I'll send it to Stephanie, and it's available for everybody, so you don't really have to take notes. I hope to save everybody $200 tonight, so you're all going to go home with $200 in your pocket. So that'll be a how many times you go out to a presentation and go home with $200, eh? What a deal. All right, let's start the presentation. How's the audio? Is it okay?
Yeah.
Everyone can hear me? You can see the screen?
Yeah.
All right. All right, let's start with the seven myths about Chromebooks. These are myths. These are not true. Chromebooks only work when connected to the Internet. Chromebooks will not run Windows applications. You cannot use MS Word or Excel. Chromebooks are cheap computers. Chromebooks are for everyone. That's a myth. Stephanie, will you ask me that question in the Q&A if I don't cover that, why they're not for everybody. Ask me that question at the end. Chromebooks have no hard drive or storage. Chromebooks are only a browser. Those are all myths that I'm going to talk about tonight. Now, I talk about Chromebooks a lot to seniors, but I also talk to about Chromebooks to educators. I talk about Chromebooks to businessmen. So I talk to Chromebooks. Chromebooks are really for all walks of life, but for seniors, particularly seniors who haven't had a lot of experience with computers, they work really well. They're simple, the simplicity, the security, they're a lot cheaper, and they're very fast. So I want to talk to everybody a bit about the history of Chromebooks. Chromebooks came into being around 2011. Now you realize, of course, Google owns the Chrome operating system and designed it. And then they got other companies to make the hardware. And the first companies to make Chromebooks were Acer and Samsung. Now, in 2011, and in those early years, Chromebooks were only sold directly to Google and from Google to business partners. So you didn't see Chromebooks in Best Buy, didn't see it at Staples. You couldn't buy Chromebooks. They were only sold directly to business partners, which were primarily school boards. The school boards were sold Chromebooks. And the school boards favored Chromebooks for their low cost, but not just their low cost, but for the security and network administration, which made them very easy to use. Today, 2018, since 2011, today the market share in the education market in the United States is about 50% of all school districts use Chromebooks. They predict by the year 2020, which is coming up pretty close, about 80% of the school districts will all use Chromebooks. This is a lot of computers sold in the United States that are Chromebooks. Chromebooks will also run Android apps. And today, if you've been following the Big I/O conference in California from Google, they have just announced that Linux apps will run on Chromebooks as well. So, now, I wanted to go over the history and tell you a little bit about what Apple did 10 years ago. Apple sowed the seeds that said, that basically said, iPads are essential for a good education. And this was sold all over the world. So, consequently, 8 or 10 years ago, most of the school districts all had iPads. Now, the big revolt came roughly around 2013 when you saw, for example, the Los Angeles School District in 2013 paid $400 million in 1 year to purchase 520,000 iPads. That is a lot of money. And that started the revolt, and that's when Chromebooks took off. And that's why today you see 50% of all school districts in the United States use Chromebooks. This is an example of a classroom now, and you'll see not iPads, but you see Chromebooks. Children love them. Judy Taylor, who is on APCUG board, sent me this. This is not a stock picture. This is her high school district, which purchased 23,000 Chromebooks for the 2018-19 year. These are the cabinets that the Chromebooks fit in, and these are for high school students. So this is just one school district that purchased 23,000 Chromebooks. Now, there's probably over 10 million Chromebooks sold in the United States this year. Big, big, big volume. You don't see it because they don't go through Best Buy or Staples. Now what computer to buy? And I'm going to talk a bit about the Windows experience. I've taught Windows for many, many, many years, and I will tell you it's a tough course to teach, and particularly if you're teaching to folks who have very little computer experience. This is what makes the Chromebook so much easier to use. And again, example of a Chromebook. Now, a Chromebook, you only have to learn the Chrome browser. Unlike my Windows 10 class I teach, which is 4 2-hour sessions, I teach all you need to know about using a Chromebook in 45 minutes. All right? You can purchase a Chromebook for less than a PC. You require no security software. There is no antivirus. There is no malware. You don't have to defrag the hard drive. In our computer club in Arizona, one of our gurus on Windows created a 2-page handout on all the programs and software he wanted you to run to keep your Windows 10 PC tuned up. That was a 2-hour course, folks. You don't need any of that. None. Zero. Nothing. You don't need anything with a Chromebook. If you somehow screw it up and you somehow do something to crash it, you can simply hit a button that's called Power Wash and it completely restores your system. You will never hear the word Microsoft. You won't use any Windows program. It is all a Chrome operating system. And of course you have many models to choose from. Now, who makes Chromebooks? If you look on the top chart here, you'll see, of course, all the usual computer makers make Chromebooks, Dell, HP, Lenovo, Acer, Asus. But you'll see over here on the right on the pie chart, Samsung does make the vast majority of Chromebooks. You'll see on the chart at the bottom here, you will see that, in fact, in 2018, about half the Chromebooks sold are going to education and half are going to business. It's about a half-half. So lots of different companies make Chromebooks. You'll have lots of choices, and we'll talk about some of those choices tonight. Now, let me just make sure that's right. Okay. Now, the important thing that I want you to know is Chromebooks are totally secure and will never ever be hacked or cracked or broken or whatever. And part of this is based on a chip that is in all Chromebooks called the TPM chip. This is called the Trusted Platform Module chip. Now, you don't need to know what that is. Just to let you know, though, Google makes these. This is made by Google, and it has on this chip all the security software that's going to be in your computer. Now, if anybody tried to open this chip up, it would self-destruct. If they could not access the software because it is all encrypted. So, in order to make a Chromebook, you have to buy this chip from Google. And so Samsung, Acer, and everybody has to put this chip, and you'll see the chip on the motherboard in this particular view here, and this chip has to go on the motherboard. When that happens, you then have a Chromebook. Now, if you look at the slide on the left here, I'm going to take you through how the security works. Now, folks, I want you to think about a UPS transport truck. I want you to think of one of those great big trucks with four pups at the back of it. One of those huge, huge, long, great big trucks. And then I want you to think about a sports car like a Mazda Miata. Now, the big lumbering UPS truck is Windows. The Chrome operating system is a little bitty thing called a Mazda Miata. It's like a tiny little operating system. It's very, very small. So when we put these on Chromebooks, we don't load just one copy, we load two copies. So you have on every Chromebook a primary copy of the operating system and a secondary copy of the operating system. So when you boot up the operating system and the primary copy loads, it goes through a fast level pass over the chip. And the first pass is a quick pass to make sure that there's no altered problems with the software. If there is, if it has been altered in any way, then it will not run the primary copy, it will revert to the secondary copy. But let's say everything's running fine, then it goes to the second copy, and it will go through a deeper layer of security. And then finally, the third pass through this chip, it goes through a deep security sweep to make sure everything is okay. This all takes about 6 to 8 seconds to load. All right? Now, if any of these three passes fail, it will load your secondary copy. If the secondary copy is corrupted, it will go onto the internet, it will download a brand new copy of the Chrome operating system, reinstall it, put all your data back, and that process will take about 2 minutes. Can you imagine installing Windows 10 or Windows 7? That takes days. This takes 2 minutes. All right? And that is why this TPM chip in all Chromebooks, that is why they are so secure. Now, you all that run Windows have run into the problem of updates. You go to do a presentation, you're in the middle of something, and Windows comes along and says it wants to update your system, sometimes right in the middle of a presentation like tonight. So guess what? The Chrome operating system updates the secondary copy. Quite a novel idea, right? It updates the second copy. And when you turn your computer off, it switches it, and then it loads the secondary copy as a primary copy, so you never are bothered. You will never see any update pictures or images on your computer, and it won't bother you. All right, now I have to put a slide like this up because I have to look smart. All presenters like to put a slide like this up to look smart so that you think I'm really, in, really, really on the ball here. If you look at the left, a Chromebook's like any laptop. It's got all the usual things in there, and it's just going to look like an all the usual parts of a laptop. If you look on the right-hand side, I want you to see the traditional operating system like Microsoft Windows. Microsoft Windows, if you install a program, and I'm sure all of you have, you know the program installs into the Windows operating system. Think of it as a tree with roots, and the roots go down. You all know that it adjusts the registry. It adds a whole bunch of stuff into the Windows software. This is the traditional operating system, and one of the reasons why it's so difficult when viruses attack programs because they get into the operating system. If you look at the Chrome operating system doesn't have programs. It only has apps. And it treats the apps as hostile apps. So the apps can never get near the operating system. Also, when you have an app running in a window, it is sandboxed in that window. It can't ever get out. So anything that got into that window, you just close the window and poof, it's all gone. So if you look at reason why these things are so secure, you have automatic updates, you have sandboxing, you have verified boot, you have data encryption, and you have a recovery mode that makes these things so secure. And that's why they're built for your use of our with kids and also for the business world. For peace of mind, Chromebooks are automatically kept up to date, and they will never slow down over time. They will all be nice and speedy for you. All right, let's talk about the Chromebook and which one to buy. You have your choice of the size of the screen. We're going to talk a little bit about that in a minute. Your Chrome operating system it'll run a Chrome OS, not Windows. You'll have a keyboard. You'll have a small hard drive. All the hard drives are all SSDs. There are no spinning drives. They're all solid-state flash drives, and you'll have your choice. Most of the information stored will, of course, be stored in the cloud. The RAM is not a big deal. Most of them don't require that much RAM. We'll talk about CPUs in a minute. They all have Bluetooth. They'll have USB and HDMI ports. They'll be Wi-Fi enabled, and they'll cost you anywhere from $150 to $1,500, and we'll talk about that in a minute. One of the things that I wanted to bring up, and I wanted to make sure everybody understands, there are two types of Chromebooks. There are the Chromebooks that are built for the education market. These never will go to Best Buy. You won't see them in Costco or at Staples. These machines are all built and sold only for the education market. However, what happens is that if a school district orders 800,000, you know, N22 Lenovo Chromebooks, Lenovo might spin off an extra 500,000 of those and put them on Amazon for sale. What I want you to be careful when you're, and that's fine, and we're going to talk about a couple of those models that you might want to buy, but I want you to be careful when you're looking at them and make sure they come with an HDMI port. Because in the educational market with these machines, if you're ordering these for like a grade 4 class or grade 3 class, you may spec these out and they wouldn't have an HDMI port. Now, an HDMI port is used for an external monitor. And as we get older, I really love to plug in like a 34-inch monitor. I like a big monitor to see screens. And some of these machines in the educational market that you may purchase on Amazon won't come with an HDMI port. This is the old VGA port, and I'm sure you've seen those, but we don't have those anymore. They're all HDMI, and this is where you connect your external monitor. And you will find the same model of computer, the same number and everything. Some will come with ports and some will come without. So please watch that if you're buying a machine that's coming out of the educational market. All right. So let's talk about purchase considerations. Screen size. You'll get a screen size from 11 inches to 15 inches, and we'll talk a little bit about that. Personally, about 2 or 3 years ago when I was in Arizona, I plugged in a 27-inch monitor into my machine, and I liked it so much, I got up to Canada and I bought another one, and it was 34 inches. I think the next monitor I'm going to get is going to be much bigger. As you get older, you need bigger monitors, all right? So I think it's less likely to talk about screen size because I really see plugging a monitor in. Flip. We have 2-in-1. We have it in tablet mode. I would recommend on a most Chromebooks will come with a touch screen because the apps that you're going to be using to run a Chromebook are often you'll be used to them because you'll use them on your phone or you use them on a tablet. You'll be used to running these apps on a touch screen. And so I would recommend that when you do purchase a Chromebook, that you ensure that it has a touch screen. The Play Store. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about this later on, but as you know, the Play Store runs Android apps. If you have an Android phone, you get all your apps at the Play Store. 2 years ago, Google came out and made an earth-shattering decision and said all Chromebooks will now be able to download apps from the Play Store and run them on your Chromebook. So that is true, but if you're buying computers on Amazon and sometimes you're getting a good deal and you buy a 3 or 4 year old Chromebook, they may not have the ability to run the Play Store. I think that's sort of important. So when you're looking at the specs and you're looking at what you're going to do, make sure that if your computer, anything in the last 2 years will all have the Play Store on there. Now, some of the models tonight will have the stylus drawing. I'll show you that. As I said, ensure it has an HDMI port. No laptops now come with DVDs. Sorry, DVDs gone. We don't have DVDs anymore. You can plug an external DVD into a Chromebook through the USB port. You'll be able to see the drive. You'll be able to copy the images. You'll be able to see any files on there, and you'll be able to copy them over onto your machine, but you won't be able to play them or run them or anything like that. All right, how big should your screen be? I have a friend I play golf with. He went out to buy a laptop. I told him the specs. He came back and he bought a 17-inch screen on his laptop. His laptop is huge. And he never takes it off his desk, and it's just this great big huge thing that sits there. I personally think 13.3 inches is a good size, and I like to plug an external monitor into that, and the bigger the better. We already talked about a touch screen. Now let's move on to the first Chromebook. The first Chromebook is called that I want to talk about is a very common one. Millions and millions of these have been sold. This is made by Lenovo, and it's called the N22. This is indestructible. You could probably drive a truck over it. It's made for kids. You will find the list price is usually $249. You can buy these machines for around $200. I buy them refurbished, and I can get them usually for about $150. And our club gives two away each year to support our Chromebook program in our club, and we now have about 20 people in our club using Chromebooks. So I buy these, and these are very nice machines. They've been around a long time. They're strong. They're about 11.6 inch screen. They have a 16 gigabyte solid state drive, HDMI, USB. And as I said, you could pick these up for anywhere from $150 to $200. This is called the Lenovo N22. Now remember, this is one of the machines that's sold only in the educational market. You won't see this machine in Best Buy. You won't see it in Staples. You'll typically see this on Amazon. If you have Amazon on now and you type Lenovo N22, you'll see lots of those sold on Amazon. All right. Now, we're going to spend a bit of time on this slide, and this is the first $100 I'm going to save you. So what happened is this. For the first 3 or 4 years, Chromebooks came into being and were sold in the education market. You could not buy a Chromebook at Staples or Best Buy or any place like that. You couldn't buy them. Nobody made Chromebooks. You couldn't buy one. But you had all these teachers getting Chromebooks. You had kids graduating, wanting to go to university, they wanted to use Chromebooks. Everybody wanted a Chromebook. And, Samsung was the first company really to commercially release to the general public a consumer Chromebook. And the first one that was released by Samsung came out, and it was the Samsung Chromebook Plus. Now, this was a this was released about 2 years ago, and it is a there was a huge demand for this. When it first came on the market, they sold tons of these, and in fact, it came on the market at about $800. But they sold a lot of them. Since then, Samsung brought out a second model a year later called the Samsung Chromebook Pro. And this was $100 more. And so this ended up being around $500. The Chromebook Plus is about $400. Now, folks, these two computers, that the Chromebook Plus and the Chromebook Pro, are identical. There's no difference between these two except for the processor, and we'll talk about that in a minute. These are exactly the same. Now, what Samsung did is Samsung, of course, makes the most of the monitors in the world today, along with televisions. Samsung put their super deluxe screens on these machines. The screens on both these machines, which are identical, are equivalent to the iPad super duper retinal display. A friend of mine just bought a brand new $1,000 iPad with a retinal display, and we were over and comparing the screens, and you can't tell the difference. The screens are 2400 by 1600, which are one of the best screens you can buy in a laptop today. And these are worth it, just the screen alone is worth about $500. The nit, which is the brightness of the machine, the screen, is about 400, which is a very bright screen. You will be so impressed with the screens on these two machines. In fact, this is the same screen that Google put on their Google Pixel, and we'll talk about that in a minute. Alright, so what's the difference between these two machines? Well, the Chromebook Plus, which was the first one that was released, had a processor called ARM. ARM. This is made by a company called Qualcomm. The one that came out a year later, the Chromebook Pro, had a chip called an Intel Core M3 chip. It was an Intel chip. So why the difference between these two? And there was a lot of testing and a lot of reports that came out comparing these two, and I've read almost all of them. Very interesting. If you go to Best Buy and ask a salesman, he will tell you probably the Chromebook Pro runs faster. This is actually not true. If you take the Chromebook Plus, which runs the ARM processor, and you load this up with Android apps, you have 8 or 10 tabs open in Chrome. You run all sorts of labor-intensive software, and you compare Android apps to these on these two machines, you'll find, in fact, the Samsung Chromebook Plus is faster. If you take Windows software, if you take Excel, you take Word, you open 8 or 10 tabs, and you have multiple copies of these running at a very labor-intensive stuff, and you compare the two machines, you'll find, yes, the Chromebook Pro is a little bit faster. So again, it depends on what you're using. I bought the Chromebook Plus. This is my machine. I use it every day. I think this is one of the nicest laptops I've ever bought. Today, on the news wire service this morning, it came out, and I think Stephanie sent it out to everybody. Today you can buy this for, I think it was $420. I bought mine last Black Friday, and they had it on for $420 as well. In fact, they knocked $100 off the Chromebook Pro last Black Friday. So normally these are about $400, these are about $500. Alright. Now, the next one over that came out about the same time was the Asus Chromebook Flip 3 C302. Really nice machine. It's very comparable to the Chromebook Pro. It has an Intel processor in it. People like this because of the keyboard. I don't see any problem with the Chromebook Plus's keyboard, but people who pound away at keys and they're typing all day long on the keyboard, they really, really, really like this, the keyboard on the Asus Chromebook. So these all machines, this is a very comparable machine. Best Buy sells these. You can look at this particular model at Best Buy as well. And I would suggest you try typing on this and trying typing on your Chromebook to figure out your selection. Now, I would tell you that just 2 weeks ago, this also has the backlit keyboard. This is a backlit keyboard on this Asus Chromebook. I would tell you that the Chromebook Pro 2 weeks ago released a new model that has a backlit keyboard. So you're now going to see probably the ones that don't have backlit keyboard probably on sale, so you might be able to get a better deal on this one if you don't want the backlit keyboard. So this is the one I like. You'll see it flashing. Let's see here. You'll see it flashing there. That's my. This is the one that I own. I really like it. Now, folks, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go down when you're at Best Buy. I want you to go and I want you to feel a Pixelbook. This is made by Google, right? Google, this is not Samsung, this is Google. This is Google's Chromebook. And it is by far the nicest, sexiest Chromebook laptop that you will ever feel. I don't expect you to buy it, but I just want you to go and feel it, open it up, look at it, and you will find it is the most incredible piece of equipment you will ever see. It was designed by this fella here. And they spent a whole bunch of time in the design and production of this laptop. The problem is it's got an i7 processor in. Now, what the heck would you do with an i7 processor on a Chromebook? You don't need anywhere near that power. And it starts at $1,000 going up to $1,500. Who would spend that much money and put an i7 processor in a Chromebook? Well, it just so happens this is one of the fastest selling Chromebooks in the United States. They're hard to find. Businesses are snapping these up in very, very, very fast. It's a very nice machine. Just try it out and see what you think. There are Hewlett-Packard, Asus, and Acer are all coming out with compatible Chromebooks. Because there's no market competition for this right now, and they're all coming out in the next few months with similar models. But this is a very, very nice. Just go to Best Buy and just try it out. It's called the Google Pixelbook. Just feel it, and you'll really enjoy it. Stephanie wanted me to mention the Chrome Box, and we'll talk about that now. One of the things that, as a techie guy like I do, and I've been doing tech work for many years. The first problem with laptops is that I got some bad news for everybody. In the last 2 years, all the laptops produced do not have interchangeable batteries. The batteries are actually glued permanently in your laptop. So your laptop lasts as long as the battery. Then you have to give it the old heat. Oh, you can't replace batteries anymore. Now, because of this, I still recommend people buy the old desktops, because if you just leave your laptop sitting on a desk, what's the point of having a battery in it? So what a Chromebook is, or a Chrome box, it's the same situation. This is a box. It has all the Chrome operating system in. It has the TPM chip in it. It has a USB. It has all the things that you would expect in a Chromebook, but it's just a box. And to this box, you would plug an external monitor, you'd plug a keyboard, and you'd plug a mouse in, or you could Bluetooth them as well. And this has no moving parts. Everything in here is solid state. And I suspect, I'm not going to say it's going to last forever, because in the technical world, nothing lasts forever, but it's going to last an awful long time, and there are no batteries in it. This is a really, really good option if you don't need a portable device. I would recommend, and I put a note up here to remind you, is that when you, if you do go this route, when you go to buy a monitor, please buy a touchscreen monitor, because I think I really think you're going to miss out if you don't have a touch screen monitor. So just make sure you buy a monitor to plug in that's touch. All right. I wanted just to review Google Play on a Chromebook. We're going to talk about this in a minute. This is a reference that I put on here for you. If you go to this site, it will list all the Chromebooks made and tell you which ones will run Google Play and which ones won't. This has to do mostly with old machines, 2 or 3 years old, that would run Google Play. All right, what software comes with your Chromebook? Well, it comes with your Google Drive. It comes with 15 gigabytes of online storage, which is free. It comes with G Suite. You're going to have your documents, you have your presentation, you have your spreadsheet, and you have your forms or drawing. All these programs are similar to Microsoft Office, and they're all free for you. They come on your Chromebook. There is no charge to use them. And all these, and of course, all your other Google products will be on there as well. They're all linked into your Google account. Now, just sort of pay attention to this. This is where I'm going to save you your next $100. I saved you $100 on your Chromebook Plus, and I want to talk for a minute, if I may, about Microsoft Office. I'm writing a paper on this now, and I wanted just to get this clear because it is probably the most common question I get asked, can I run my Microsoft products on a Chromebook? So the first thing I wanted to show you here is these two images on the left side here. We're going to talk about those in a minute, but when you open your Chromebook up, you're going to see there's two icons on your desktop. One is this, and that's going to take you to the Chrome Web Store. And the other is this one, and that's going to take you to the Google Play Store. And this is where you're going to get your Android apps. This is where you're going to get your web apps. So when you go to the Chrome Web Store and you click on the button, you're going to get a menu like this. And when you bring up the menu, you'll see that if you type in Microsoft products, you'll see Excel, Outlook, PowerPoint, OneDrive. All these programs are available free of charge, and you simply simply click on this and it'll install it on your Chromebook free of charge. In fact, it'll just ask you for your Microsoft account. It'll link you in, connect you to your OneDrive and all your stuff you've got stored on your OneDrive. You can see it and it will work seamlessly. All right? Free of charge. You don't have to pay the $100. It's not like Office 365 where you've got a subscription of $100. This is all free, and this all runs on your Chromebook, okay? Now, down here, I want you, when you go home tonight, all you Windows 10 or Windows 7 users, I want you to bring up Chrome. I want you to open the browser. I want you to look along the menu here, along the bottom, and I want you to come up and see where I circled it. It says apps, APPS. Most people don't even look this far left on their Chrome browser, but I want you tonight to go home. I want you to click on the apps. It's going to then open this window on the left side here. And when you, this is on a PC, not on a Chromebook, and you're going to run and you're going to type in Office, and you're going to look because you want to find Microsoft Office. When you find it, you're going to say, okay, Office, and Office is going to install in your Chrome browser. Free. Absolutely free. And when you click on this in your Chrome browser, you're going to have all your Microsoft products available to use. Now, Microsoft's going to, on this particular, because you're using a Windows program, they're going to say, are you sure you want to do that? Why don't you buy 365 for $100? And you just say no, and it will install, and you'll have all your programs available free of charge, and it will link into your OneDrive account as well, and that's on a PC. So this slide should save you $100. And here is my Chromebook. This is a picture of my Chromebook, a, an image, and as you see at the bottom here, along the bottom ribbon here, and here is my Word, the software Word, which is installed on my Chromebook. When I click this, you'll see it brings up Word, and all the functions of Word are there, and it even opens into OneDrive, and it is all free. Now, are non-desktop versions good enough? I'll let you be the judge of that. They are a little bit different than the Office 365. You try them out and see what you think. I really don't know much difference. You try them out and then you be the judge. We're getting close to the finish now. I wanted to bring up confusing terms. I've mentioned to you before the Google Play Store. This is the one that you see on your Android phone, and this is the where you get your Android apps, and that's the Signal Air. I'm going to talk about the Google Chrome web apps, and that is from the web store. You'll find we're going to talk about Chrome extensions, and then what runs the Chromebook is the Chrome operating system. All right. Whether you run a Chromebook or whether you just run Chrome, I want you to go home tonight. When you bring up Chrome, as I said before, you'll see this little app button here. When you click this app, it's going to open up a secondary menu, and you're going to get all your off your Chrome web app. Any of these that you install on your browser will also be there for you on your Chromebook, as will all your passwords, as will all your contacts be. When you go to the web store and you click on the, you'll see, again, as I said, here is your Microsoft Office, and you can just load that on as an extension into your Chrome browser. When you look at Chrome as a browser, you'll find when you open up the Chrome web apps, you'll see there are apps and there are extensions. The apps are specific programs that are written to be used within Chrome. Chrome extensions are sort of add-ons to the Chrome browser that will help you use that in the way that you want. Again, we talked about Google Play on a Chromebook, and I don't think we need to repeat that. I would encourage everybody, when they use their Chrome browser, to go over into the settings and make sure to sign in. Sign in on your Chrome browser because that signs you into your Google account. This is whether you're using a Windows machine or what an Android tablet or whatever it is. Please in Chrome make sure you're signed in. It will no matter what account you go in, whether you use your Chromebook or whether you use your Android tablet or whether you use your PC, wherever you are within Chrome, your Chrome browser, it will all be the same. No matter what device you're using. You can have multiple people use your account. You simply log off, and they can log in with their account, and no one will see your data. Printing's a little different. Printing is not like regular printing. Printing has to be done through a wireless printing. There are no cables that you can hook onto a Chromebook. You print through the cloud, and it's called Google Cloud Print. Now, you can set this up for non-cloud printers, but if you're looking for a new printer, you'll see this on the side of all boxes, Google Cloud Print Ready. And if you look, and this is at Costco, this was one of the ones at Costco, most printers will have this label on it, and it will tell you it's Google Cloud Print, and it will be easy to connect to get you printing. Where to buy and where to purchase a Chromebook? Best Buy, Walmart. Consider Best Buy online. Walmart online has a lot. And, of course, Amazon. Here is a friend of mine. We're out shopping for computers. You'll see this was at Walmart. These were some of their Chromebooks. In summary, I'll give you some references on, and you can, again, I said I'll send you this program, and these are some of the references that will help you set up your Chromebook. And in closing, I wanted to talk about Huey Poplick. He's a gentleman in Florida who has an incredible website called Chromebook for Seniors, cb4s.net, and he has wealth of information there on Chromebooks, all the latest articles. He spends his whole life compiling Chromebook articles for people, and it's a great, great website for information. And that's it. That's my book talk, and I will open it up for questions. Stephanie's going to ask me a question. She's going to ask me a question about why everyone shouldn't use a Chromebook. And I will draw your attention to a person in our computer club. Her name is Pat. Pat's a very bright, smart lady, and she came to me last year, and she said, Ron, she said, Windows 10's driving me nuts. She said, should I get a Chromebook? So we sat and had a cup of coffee, and she and I talked to her. Now, her husband is a very famous guy. He makes model railway cars, and he does this through a program called CorelDRAW. He's done this for 20 years. He makes these model cars, and people can send them all over the world. So I thought, well, I don't know. So I went and I looked at CorelDRAW. CorelDRAW, man, that's a blast from the past. I hadn't heard of those guys for a long time. Anyway, they still make software, but it's not web-enabled. You still buy the DVDs, you still load it up, and you still use it. And so it is not, it only runs on Windows. It's not web-enabled. And so that would be it. Someone, oh, and she also is a quilter, and she has a specific quilting adapter onto her Windows 10 machine that does some stuff for quilting. And again, it's not web-enabled. So she would be a person that is not not really applicable. I wouldn't recommend a Chromebook for her. Both those applications won't run on a Chromebook. The other thing is, personally, I'm a big Quicken fan. I've used Quicken all my life over the past 40 years. In my businesses, I used QuickBook, and I use Quicken now. My wife and I use it, and we use it for budgeting, finance, and everything like that. I just can't be without Quicken. Well, Quicken just doesn't run on a Chromebook. Quicken has not embraced the web, and it is only still run. Although they have a product out which is not Quicken that will run on the web, Quicken doesn't run on a web. So you can't run Quicken on a Chromebook, and that is a big stumbling block for some people. In my particular case, since I have Chromebooks, I have Kindles, I have Windows 10 machines, Windows 7, I have a lot of different computers, so I'll just use one of my other computers and run my Quicken on it. But that is a problem.
But for everyone else?
Yeah, I mean, I think I don't see you know, it depends what your use is. I see no reason. Chromebooks will, it is very interesting, and I have to tell everybody, I don't know if you know Satya Nadella. He's the CEO of Microsoft. He wrote a book this last year called Reset, and he, in his book, he talked about Microsoft very likely in the future will not be the dominating operating system. He said that himself right in his book, and it is very likely that the Chrome operating, if when you run a Chromebook and you use a Chromebook, you'll see that the Android apps and the Chrome apps run pretty similar. They're pretty similar apps, and I think Google is already experimenting with a software program called Fuchsia. Now, Fuchsia is the combination of Android and the Chrome operating system. And I think, personally, in a few more years, we will probably see Fuchsia running all our Android machines and our Chromebooks. And that will probably make it the dominating operating system of the world. So it is going to come. It'll come. It's going to come. And we'll see what happens over the next 5 years. Is it available on the web? Is it a web-based? Do they have a version that's a web-based application?
Absolutely.
But Outlook you could run Outlook on a Chromebook.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, you can run Outlook. Yes, it's a web app that it was on my list there.
Hi, Ron. I wanted to know if you can make music playlists.
I'm sorry, I can't quite get the question.
Oh, can you make music playlists?
There's no problem with that. You can listen to music, you can use Skype, you can make playlists. That's certainly not a problem. You can plug external Bluetooth external speakers to it. It's not a problem.
Good.
Hi. I'm interested in that first slide that you were showing, that all the myths. Remember that slide?
Sure.
Well, okay, could you go over those? I thought you were going to go over those and explain why they're not myths or why they are myths.
Let me just
could you do that?
Let me just we can just I'll just as I'm dialing it up, was there any specific ones that you were concerned about?
Well, yeah, I'm a very novice kind of person, and I'm trying to figure out how the computer that I'm used to right now, I look up things on the web, I do my stocks, I do research and so forth. Can I do all those things on the Chromebook that I'm doing on my Windows 10 computer?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's good news.
Absolutely. There's no reason why you can't. Those are all very good applications, and there shouldn't be any reason why you can't continue doing, unless you're using a specialized application such as like specific desktop publishing. Here we are.
There you
Oops.
Go.
Wait, yeah, there you are.
It is.
So,
yeah.
Hold on here. Chromebooks only work when connected to the internet. Well, of course, that's not true. They have a hard drive in them, and all your applications will run locally on your hard drive. Chromebooks will not run Windows applications. Again, I showed you the Microsoft products between Word, Excel, PowerPoint. They will all run. You cannot use Microsoft Word or Excel. Not true. Chromebooks are cheap computers. I want to get away from the cheap computer thing. Buying a sub-$200 Chromebook and trying to compare it to a $600 or $700 Windows 10 machine really is just not a fair comparison. You really need to compare it to what I showed you is the Chromebook Plus or the Chromebook Pro, which are consumer grade regular computers that people like you and I would probably use. Chromebooks are for everyone? Obviously not. Chromebooks have no hard drive or storage. That I think we talked about that. And again, Chromebooks are only a browser. It is true that they are only a browser, but within the browser, all your web apps and all your software and programs are within there. So again, I hope that answers your question.
Well, when you say no hard drives or storage, let's say you're a writer and you want to write. Can you write on this? What happens to your writing?
Yep. Yeah. This is a myth. Chromebooks do have a hard drive. They do have storage, and when you can write, then you can do all the things that you would do on your regular PC. Now, it is true. It is true that they connect to the internet. And it would be, unless you specifically are not connected and want to do offline writing or do word processing offline, check your email offline, you can do that, and then it will sync once it goes back online. I mean, most computers today and most of the things we do, your computers are connected to the internet. The computer as a device that's not connected to the internet is a very limited experience. So again, I think we have to look at most of these devices, whether they're our cell phones, our tablets, our computers. We're pretty much a connected group now.
And the last question, I'm plagued by advertising. How does that, is that the same thing on the Chromebook?
Sorry, I can't quite.
Advertising. Plagued by advertising. Ads.
Stupid ads.
Oh, ads?
ADS.
I'm sure you are aware of the changes in the latest version of Chrome that have ad blockers and all the new security features that have come out with the new version of Chrome that was just released this month. So you're going to see a lot of that has gone away with the new version of Chrome. And I would encourage everybody to update their Chrome browser so they have those new features.
Hello. My name's Mark. I am a little confused by something you were saying earlier. You said that Chromebooks comes with an available word processing, for want of a better word, Excel and PowerPoint and all that, presentation and all that. But then later you're saying that you can load Word, Microsoft Word, onto it. Why would you need to load Microsoft Word? And secondly, and connected to that, if I have Microsoft documents, I've got probably hundreds or thousands of them, will I be able to transfer those over to my Chromebook and read them and amend them, et cetera? That's the first general question.
Right. Excellent question. Excellent question. Google has a software program. If you look at Microsoft as a global company, they have sold about 400 million copies of Office 365. They get $100 a year for all those copies. So you multiply that and figure out what the revenue stream is there. Now, G Suite, which is Google's, has about 50 million users, and G Suite is the comparable product to Microsoft Office. It has all the components that Office has, but it's Google's. Now, within G Suite, which is Google's, you can view Office documents. You can load them. You can edit them. You can save them in any format you want. So it makes no difference. It makes no difference whether you use G Suite to look at Office documents or not. The only reason that you want to use Microsoft Word on a Chromebook is maybe as if you spend all your life and you know Word really, really, really well. The reason Microsoft brought out these free apps for the Chrome operating system was they were really worried. As G Suite starts to nibble away at Microsoft's flagship 365, then and particularly with the increasing popularity of Chrome operating system and the Android operating system, Microsoft wants to make sure you keep using their products or their Office products. And so the only way they could do that would be to come up with a free app that would work on these that would work on the Chrome operating system. And I think that's the reason that they made these apps available free of charge. So if you in my case, I don't use any Microsoft products. I don't use Word, I don't use Office, I don't use PowerPoint. I use all the Google products. And people send me Office product. They send me DOC or DOCX files all the time. I open them. I can read them. I can save them either as a Microsoft DOCX file, or I can save them as a Google file as well. So it doesn't matter. It's they're completely interchangeable.
And I'd like to just point out something that we sometimes forget. While we all hate the advertising, it's free advertising, and it comes with the free apps and the free programs and all the other free stuff our computer does for us. We kind of forget that. I think it would be nice if we could pay $500 to somebody and say, okay, here's the $500, distribute it to the various advertisers, and they won't send us any ads.
Yes.
Let me ask, you said that you could put on Windows applications, but apparently only some Windows applications, because other Windows applications like Quicken just don't work on Chromebooks, is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, you have to write the app. You have to essentially write the program or the app for the Chrome operating system. And now there's a lot of them that do. Also, don't forget, if you're if any of the programs you want to run on a Chromebook are web-based, then it's not a problem. You know, if your program runs as a web-based application, you can run any program on a Chromebook because you just got a Chrome browser and it will just go on to the web. And so if you have 365, if you have a PC and you've bought Office 365, you can run that on a Chromebook because Office 365 will either load onto your local hard drive or you can use it as a web application. So on a Chromebook, you don't even have to use the word app. You could just log into your Office 365 account and bingo, it's all there. As long as the product you're going to use is on the web and has a web presence, which most programs do now, it'll all run on a Chromebook.
Well, some programs like Quicken have access to the web. You can bring down your data, you can get your stocks updated and stuff like that, but it is not done as a web app.
That's right, and that's the problem with Quicken. And as you know, Quicken was sold in the last couple of years back to the employees, and I think it's not a good marketing decision on their part because they really have not embraced the web. I don't understand why they haven't just taken the Quicken software and just make it as a web-enabled app, and that would solve the problem.
Well, it's also a security issue. If you have hundreds of thousands of dollars or millions of dollars, you may not want to put the data on your on a website. Okay, other questions? Yes, he's using a Chromebook. Are you using a Chromebook right now?
No, I'm not. No, not on this particular, the way I've got it set up. I've got my, this is my Asus Windows 10 machine. I could have used a Chromebook. I could have used my Chromebook. I just have to retool my office. I've got a studio here, and I've got to retool it and set it all around, and this wasn't convenient to do that tonight.
Okay.
Chromebooks do well with presentations, though. Schools use them all the time. They're made to hook into a network, and they're made to hook into doing presentations.
Other questions? Okay. We thank you very much. We enjoyed it very much.
All right. Enjoy your evening. Thank you for coming out.